WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My Dream of You is a first novel by Irish journalist and best-selling autobiographer Nuala O'Fuaillean. It's left book critic Maureen Corrigan dreaming of many more novels by O'Fuaillean to come.
I know better than to declare a book the most absorbing novel of the year when it's only March yet. But after reading Nuala O'Fuaillean's sexy, sweeping, and emotionally wise debut novel, My Dream of You, I'm tempted to let passion run away with me. I'm also recklessly prepared to wrest the crown of aging Irish literary phenom away from Frank McCourt and bestow it on O'Fuaillean's head instead. After all, she's now bested him. Like McCourt, O'Fuaillean wrote a best-selling memoir about her miserable Irish upbringing. Hers bore the sardonic title, Are You Somebody? With My Dream of You, however, O'Fuaillean has crossed nimbly over into fiction. That's the reverse of the traditional pattern where novelists and poets cap off their careers with an autobiography. Somehow, irrationally, I never expect established nonfiction writers to have that kind of talent for creating a tale out of nothing, or almost nothing, because the inspirational core of O'Fuaillean's novel is an historical document pertaining to an actual 19th century divorce case in Ireland called the Talbot Case. The Talbot Case features lurid, Jane Eyre-type elements of cross-class romance, madness, and annihilation, with a special Irish twist. The illicit couple in the Talbot Case greedily pursued their love against the background of the potato famine of the late 1840s, what the Irish call the Great Hunger. Here's the gist of the verbatim record of the Talbot divorce case, which O'Fuaillean intersperses throughout her novel. In 1848, Marianne Talbot, a married English gentlewoman living with her husband and young daughter on a remote estate in the boggy northwest of Ireland, began an affair with an Irish groomsman named William Mullen. It seems to have lasted for 3 years, and when the two were found out, Mullen immigrated to America, while Marianne Talbot was torn away from her child and placed in an English insane asylum. Just another woman gone mad for love. That's what O'Fuaillean's contemporary heroine, Kathleen de Burka, believes for a long time about Marianne Talbot. Kathleen is a 50-ish career gal, a travel writer, who emigrated from Ireland to London some 30 years ago to escape a family and a country she found insufferable. After an early catastrophic love affair with an English law student who gave her a copy of the court records of the Talbot case, Kathleen has lived a loner life composed of constant travel and brief, often depressing sex with strangers. Like many another woman, Kathleen tells us, I was baffled and even frightened by the distance there can be between the instinctive generosity of the body and any good coming of it. Except for the fact that she jumps into the sack a lot, Kathleen is like an Anita Bruckner heroine in her stinging awareness of her own self-willed emotional entombment. All that changes utterly, however, when a gay male colleague, who's her only close friend, dies. Kathleen succumbs to a major midlife crisis, quits her job, and travels to Ireland on a whim to research a book about the Talbot case, which has always intrigued her. While in Ireland, Kathleen begins a potentially overwhelming affair with a married man. She also revisits memories of her own Irish Catholic girlhood, and those grim memories make up the third fragmented storyline in this restless novel. So much is going on in My Dream of You that just summarizing the various plots takes up time I'd also like to devote to raving about O'Fuaillean's gifts for evoking place and mood through haiku-like descriptions, like that of the acid yellow grass of the bogland around the ruins of the Talbot Manor House. I'd like to sing O'Fuaillean's praises for writing a novel that, like her autobiography, takes a properly sour look at Irish misogyny and repression. When a colleague enthuses to Kathleen about the charms of her homeland, she retorts, Why don't you count the terrified women at the check-ins in Dublin Airport on their way to England for secret abortions? Most of all, though, I'd like to genuflect before O'Foylan for managing to write such an evocative novel about hunger of all sorts, hunger for companionship, for sex, for purpose, without diminishing the reality of the great hunger, the actual historical horror that haunts these literary metaphors, and, suggests O'Foylan, still haunts the collective unconscious of the race.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.